Good evening, everyone. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is a show all about you. It's about you and me. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And what I think I know, everything we think we know quite often changes, doesn't it? And right now, on the planet and in and around the planet, the vibrations are moving up. Vibrations of our planet are actually moving up, and we as a species are capable of moving the basic frequencies in our body, mind, emotional self. And I wanted to talk tonight about evolution. What does evolution mean? There are so many ways to approach it, but when we look at it vibrationally, it's like when the vibrations move up, when there's an absolute ascension of vibrations, things change. Change the energy, change the reality is one of my favorite lines that came from Chronicles of Arcturus, a wonderful series of books. But in any case, change the energy, change the reality. And you and I and many people listening to this show, are working on moving out of the stuck place of programmed cellular, solar, familial, or whatever. Jackie always talks about being released from the familial chain of pain. How do we get beyond all that? So let's talk about it tonight together. I hope you'll be calling into the show. And we're going to start off with a sacred geometric workshop, sacred geometric meditation. And in that sacred geometric meditation, many people can actually shift and change their vibrations consciously, and very consciously, in fact. Now, let's see. Here we go. And so I want you to ask, especially when we're in the healing room and when you bring yourself in and we're going to do some manifestation, visualization, and so on, I want you to ask yourself what it is you want to evolve away from, what do you want to evolve into, and how does that work? Another thing that we've been talking about a lot today is when we evolve, we should be moving into rather a shift in how we work as a community. How are we as a community? We're competitive, we're frustrated, we're edgy, we're buying images that we're supposed to have from some kind of marketing gurus and so on. We're really kind of collectively, not all of you individually, but collectively we're kind of mesmerized into kind of a frantic, money-based, striving, fear, lack kind of place. And we're trying to evolve out of that consciously. So let's work on that tonight and see how we take charge of the reality that we are in order to fulfill and become that which we can become, which is a self-designed, self-centered, self-actualizing being. And how do we move into community like that? So many of us have talked about when you're with a lot of New Agers or when you're with people who are in any kind of mutually recognizable, any club, if you will. Very often there's hierarchical stuff, there's competitive stuff, there's all kinds of ways in which our ego problems, our insecurities and so on, come on up. And if we're in a process of wanting to be in conscious evolution, of course, a lot of our processes are going to come on up and bop each other right, left, and center, aren't they? And that's, it makes it very difficult for us to move as a cohesive community. But the thoughts that I'm having a lot lately and my own guidance is talking about is that we're evolving into being able to work harmoniously in a community. The word is coherence. Very often people are much more coherent when deeply they're attending to who they really are individually and also where we're trying to head collectively, which is we are trying to evolve consciously, raise our fields and frequency, and become a species which is coming from the heart, which is heart-based, which is working for the greater good on the planet and the greater good, well, really for the whole universe. I sort of chuckle about talking about the planet and the universe because deep inside we're all trying to attune to our divinity, that part of us that's very deep inside of our nature, that's in every cell, that's in our soul journey. And I kind of laugh and go, okay, change the energy, change the reality if each of us is moving and changing our frequency, releasing denser frequencies, transforming those, becoming the truth of who we are. I don't know what we are on the planet. Is the planet the same? Have we changed the actual milieu in which we're working? Have we changed our rapport with the universe individually or collectively? I don't know. I don't know what it all means. I know that in my imagination, which is where a lot of creativity exists, we aren't as beholden to the third dimensional laws. But I won't get into anything quite that weird right now. Some of you are way weirder than I am. I know that. So I'm going to want you to call in. First, we're going to do our nice meditation and get really calm and centered and do some healing work for ourselves and for all kinds of other beings and life on the planet. Are you ready? Close your eyes. And focus above you, perhaps 2 to 4 miles. And see a golden ball, a beautiful, radiant golden ball. And below your spine, maybe 40 feet, you don't need to use a measuring tape, another golden ball, and drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist high, I want you to drop a four-sided pyramid that's got all golden lines that creates this four-sided pyramid. And the base of the pyramid's about 20 feet away from your body. And then meeting it upside down, point to point, is another four-sided pyramid, and its lower point touches that lower golden ball. So now you're in a gold light octahedron, and inside of that, create a crystal ball, and this crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And take a look at the colors of your crystal ball. Pretty amazing, isn't it? What does yours look like? You can phone in and tell me. And inside of that, you want to be in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. Now, it's like the Merkaba. The Merkaba is the light body that you shift dimensions with, that your soul travels in. Change the energy, change the reality. Maybe this is what we're going to use to evolve in a new way. All right, spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. That's it. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you and see this amazing grid. It's a crystalline grid, and it expands in front of you. And see yourself in the first movie. We're going to create little movies of what it is we want to create in our lives for ourselves or for others or for the world. And the first movie is just you with yourself. What would you like to create for you? I always like to see myself as a multidimensional being with a heart, huge heart, and free to express the heart. And you don't have to do that, but there's something just that you yourself want to be in touch with. Good. And when you just get that buzzing and moving, can you feel the frequencies when you do that? Wrap it in light and then move to the next vision. And the next vision is you creating something of your dreams. We're dreaming a product. It could be home and family. It could be something personal like that. Or it could be like a book. It could be a project, a business. It doesn't matter. It could be a government office. You want to run for president? All right, see yourself calling forth to you all those beings that are really amazing helpers and resources for you as you move into this project. Who are the beings that are resources for you as you go into this project? And see the project coming together, all the pieces of it coming together. And it comes easily and effortlessly. You might have to do a little bit of brow wrinkling. It doesn't matter because it's your creativity, isn't it? It's okay. It's not always just about being in bliss. Sometimes we have to kind of get a bit sweaty, don't we? And see yourself bringing your project together, and it's functioning, and you're grinning, and you're really pleased with the beings involved. And see how it sustains itself, because the resources just keep flowing to you and through you, sustaining your project. Open your heart. Really enjoy it. And now wrap that scenario in light and let it stew away in its beautiful light vortex. And now we're going to call in the healing room, and we're calling up our healing team. And have the team circle around a beautiful massage table or a healing table, whatever you prefer. And then you're the first one that lies down on this table. And take a look at your team. Who's there? and you want to do some healing on yourself, you can either ask for what you want or they're going to tell you what you need. Mm-hmm. And now watch who helps you and what they do. And how do they do it? Is it with energy? Some of my team seem to have funny little vacuum apparatuses, and they pull things out, probably old thoughts and feelings. And then there's some violet flame people and high-frequency energy vortex people. And now ask if there's something that you should be taught, something you should learn about helping yourself. And you might want to jot that down. I might want to write mine down. Remind me. I wrap it in light, and then we have the team replicates themselves, and then we have a new, fresh table, and you bring in someone that needs some help. Who is that? Okay, what is it that that person needs? Okay. It's funny, I'm getting this person needs shelter. I'm not thinking it's like room and board. I think it's more like protection from that deep inner weakness and sadness and coldness inside. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is pulling from her some really deep programs. What's going on in your vision? And ask if there's anything else you can help her with. You know, it's funny with this person that's in mine, it's that they show that on the outside this person's life looks okay. Inside there's a really deep kind of a coldness, a loss, a real fragility. And it's the coldness and loss and fragility they're bringing in beautiful light. And absolutely pulling out patterns that have come from ancient times and also from early childhood. And they're infusing her with many lights of different colors. Basically filling her belly and her root chakra, which is sort of interesting. And then they're connecting the light through the way from the great central sun in through her root chakra and into the earth. All right, now we're going to wrap her in light and then show as the healings progress, her third eye opens more and more. Wrap her in light, we replicate our team and have a new table. And who comes into this one? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have two people, a husband and wife team here, and they're lying side by side on this table. Who have you got? Interesting, they're having huge emotional issues between them, and the team is basically unhooking the strings between them so that each of them can individuate, talk about evolution. Most of their difficulties together are emotional. The guides are showing that the emotional connections have come from other lives, from childhood, from their own unprocessed experience. They've been together too long or long enough to keep the patterns going strong. And they're just pulling those strings out of them by the yard, by the mile practically, and enhancing that divine light that's deep within the soul journey, pushing it right through their bodies. So what's happening with yours? Wrapping them in light and sending a violet flame around each body. And then we're going to close off that healing room and send it off to be experienced by those beings. And let's call in a political picture, or let's just call in some of the political difficulties in the world, whether it's starvation, food distribution, economic dominance, war. Pick something that you really care about on the planet. Of course, we care about it all, but pick something, okay? And then we're going to draw in a beautiful raging pink harmonious light from the universe, bring in this harmonious light and send it to these situations of adversity, of dominance, of greed, of control, and grief. And just light up. Let's light up the Pentagon. And let's light up the White House. And let's light up the Federal Reserves. Those beings that are in charge of the Federal Reserve. And I'm not going to get into a lot more of that kind of detail. And let's light up the Middle East. And let's light up Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Korea, even China with all its toxicity. And all over the world where people are starving, hungry, struggling with life on our planet. And we're sending this amazing pink light to each of those places. I call this the U-mail, universal mail. That's it. And now swaddle the entire earth in this beautiful pink light. And now bring yourself back, bring the pink light back into your own heart, jump into your star tetrahedron, and spin, and spin, and spin. And come back into the room. I can really feel that some of you do this with me every week. Some of you tell me that you get better and better at it every week, but I'll tell you what, I feel the energy of people doing that together. It is a way to sort of build our radiant community, isn't it? You know, the guides keep saying we're going to move into a time of being better at community. And I feel good about doing internet radio, about doing BBS radio, because I think we are developing a radiant community that's consciousness. And it's around the world, everyone. We're global, aren't we? And you're a part of it. So call in with your questions tonight, 888-815-7756. I think I've got that right. 888-815-7756. And let me know what's going on in your life. You know, I work with my own guides and angels. They look at you. And one of the things about your calls that's really wonderful is that when you call in and ask about whatever your issue is, and we help you unhook, we use energy, and the guides work with your guidance and higher selves, and we shift. But anybody who's listening somehow shifts as well. They participate in the shift. And again, talking about community, we're then global community, aren't we? We're all helping each other unhook. It's like participating in each of our, in each of the kinds of things that keep us dense. And what does it mean to be in dense frequency? Well, we're, you know, Galexis is talking about, some of you know Galexis because they've been a guest. They're a channel being. They've been a guest on our show. And they've had their own shows on BBS. But they're talking about, for example, the swine flu. So we're talking about radiance by design and moving our community to a higher level. And they talk about if you want to, if you don't want to attract swine flu, release your rage. So back to callers, if you call in and you've got issues and we do some clearing and moving, it actually releases a lot of people from attracting or magnetizing difficulties that could be an outward manifestation of some inward holding pattern, like rage. So I thought that was quite interesting that they tied the swine flu into that. And so call in with your questions. Let's see now. One of the other thing about evolution is lifting out of our past, because we've heard over and over, a lot of people know about Eckhart Tolle. Eckhart Tolle, I think you say his name. But anyway, a lot of people know all about the power of now, being in the power of now. So one of the things about evolution that I really love, especially conscious and spontaneous evolution, we just had Bruce Lipton on, talked a lot about spontaneous evolution, which I chuckled and said to him, reminds me of spontaneous combustion, because he says we're built in. It's built into us to move quickly out of ways that we've been, the cycles of humanity. And what we've learned, I've learned from my guides for many years, is 95% of the job of evolving is clearing, clearing, and more clearing. So we've talked about, oh, goody, I'll just finish my thought and then you'll be on the air. when I was talking about Eckhart Tolle, I wasn't just wandering. It's the power of now is a way for us to actually be in the present in such a way as we're not acting out of our past. We're not acting out of the consciousness that has limited our species for heaven only knows how long. So it's a way to pole vault out of the past and into the future. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. Sorry. Wasn't expecting
this. Who have I got here?
Oh, this is Lisa. I've talked to you maybe twice before.
Hi, Lisa. Got a question?
Hi,
I'm glad you called.
I do, actually. What you were saying about venturing out into groups with like-minded people, I personally have been in a cocoon. I've talked to you about this before, but I feel like I've been in a cocoon for the last couple of years now, just doing a lot of clearing and whatnot.
It's a big job.
I just want to know if you can... Oh, my gosh. Full-time job. But I personally would like now to actually have a full-time job doing something a little bit different. I'm sure probably utilizing what I've learned through this process, but I'm curious about, like, when I'll be able to finally leave this cocoon and be joining like-minded groups in work arena, because it's been very slow for me work-wise.
And what's the nature of your job? Because that's changing.
I've been in theater, involved in theater for about 6 years now.
Are you a performer?
Yes.
You know what's really funny, Lisa, when you asked that question, I went, it seems like there's a weird, you have a little time to go, but you're going to get involved in some kind of creation of business or a new level of something being done that you like, but how you participate in it is going to be quite different. And in fact, you're going to be in a leadership role. You're not going to be the only leader, but you're going to be in a leadership role in that kind of world. And it looks like, doesn't look like it's right now. It looks like there's kind of a threshold to go through first. But I suspect if it's still theater, it's to do with the connections between business and theater and also kind of an evolutionary blip that goes on so that theater somehow is going to be using a lot of this emotion. It's going to use a lot of consciousness and present it in such a way as to lift and entertain people. So I'm not sure what it is. It's not a church. It's not a ministry per se. But it's really quite an interesting and lucrative service. But I'll tell you something. I don't think it exists right now. I think it's about to give birth to itself. Meaning
Really?
You're participating in a brand new project, girl. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and you know what? You are going. Do you go to a class or something or a group like something every 2 weeks or something in an evening?
Are you asking me that?
You do?
Are you asking or are you telling me? I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking if you already participate in something.
No.
Well, it looks
not.
Like you're going to start doing that, and in that, you're not very comfortable. And once you start going for a little while, something's going to come up for you. You're going to start to go to regular gatherings, whatever they are, and you're pretty uncomfortable. It's like you won't do this, but it's proverbially like having your back to the wall. And then when you start getting comfortable, you'll discover other people are emerging just like you are, and there are a couple of people you begin to be friends with. And I think there is where you devise with a little group of other people a kind of a business thing. And it's not multi-level or whatever they call it. It's an actual business that I think includes presentation quite well. But it looks like it's not ready to start yet. It's going to be an evolutionary thing that starts maybe next year. Well, of course, next year is almost here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't quite hear you. It's funny. What?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I just couldn't hear you.
I was just going to say, so I need to be patient then in regards to money and stuff for the next couple of months?
Yeah, what I would say is instead of just being patient, be consciously releasing and consciously creating in your vision what it is you want. So when you create a vision like, I want to have money doing what I really want to do, you want to then feel in your body, mind, where you don't believe that, you don't believe it's possible, you don't deserve it, nobody will notice you, all of those goofy things. Bring them up, exaggerate them, and hand them to your guides. Bring them up, exaggerate them, and hand them over or command total release. And then after that, write up your little vision again. And keep it going, because you're changing very, very fast right now, and you're going to emerge, and you're going to meet a bunch of people who are working on stuff. So I would say being patient is not enough. It's being proactive about clearing and designing. You're the grand designer, darling.
Great. Now I have something to focus on and do.
Yeah. I think you're going to have a little fun around Christmas time, too, and it might actually be related.
Oh, good to know.
And you know something? I'm not good at time. I'm quick to say that. And part of it is because there's like all these multidimensional processes going on, right?
Yeah.
But they won't leave you out.
That's good. Well,
all right.
Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. See, that's a really interesting question, because for most of us, there's an awful lot of people who are without work right now, or a lot of people who are evolving and wanting to have work that is more meaningful or that touches their creative drive besides paying the bill. And I'll let you talk before I do, so you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
You were just speaking my mind right now. First time listener to your show, and a recent new listener to this BBS radio.
Oh, good.
I found you through, it was another guest on another radio station on the AM dial, but I am finding myself listening to this more every night and getting to know the host.
Oh, that's great.
Welcome to BBS. What's that?
I said, welcome to BBS.
Well, thank you very much. All right, this is the stumbling block I'm at right now. I get it. I've understood what's been happening for the last maybe 5 years of this life. However, this goes clear back to my childhood. I was a daydreamer, yada, 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 raised on Ritalin, Depakane. They didn't know what was wrong with me. They put me in schools. Come to find out, I listened to a woman, Dolores Cannon. She's on this, I think she's on Friday nights.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I really struck a nerve with me, and I believe that I am what they call a first-wave volunteer.
Great.
I've always felt this, but it had to come out. It came out about a couple of weeks ago. I have been diving into this. As a matter of fact, I just developed a new YouTube site called, I just started it tonight, and the title of it is Spirit Guides Unite, and I'm going to start building that up from my other website. However, this is where I'm stumbling right now, Veronica. Spiritually,
okay.
I feel like the ties that bind me are holding tight. My physical and mental health is suffering. My financial wealth is really suffering. I'm looking for a job. The career path I want to go on, I want to make it more meaningful, but I know what the spirit guides are doing, but I need something to be released so I can listen or be able to have that capacity to be more in tune to what's going on inside of me. I do feel as if I am going to be a major participant in this planetary shift.
Okay, did you say your name is Bruce?
Dale.
Dale, okay. And how old
yes.
are you, Dale?
I'm 43. I'll be 44 on the 29th of December.
Oh, great, okay. All right, so here's what I'm seeing. First of all, you have a lot of strings around you. See, intuitives are funny. A, we don't ever see the same thing, all of us. And B, I don't ever see the same thing in people, let alone what other intuitives see. And what I'm seeing is you're kind of tightly wound up. And I think some of these, just let me take a look. You have a number of things holding on to you, like And they're not meaningful anymore, okay? They're just ways of designing and defining you. We're going to see if we can move some of them right now. I can't promise on air in 2 minutes, but we're going to do something. But I want to remind people at home as well is that we're defined very often by energy influences that have come from not only other lives, but interactions with people who are really strong, stuff we believe in, stuff we magnetize. And it always just blows my mind. So you look a little bit like you're wrapped in very, like people had very definite attitudes about you and to you when you were small. And it's like each one of them was throwing energy around you and defining you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And what I want to say is that they feel like they're ready to be pulled off of you. So you're feeling confined, and I'm going, yeah, we're looking at you, you look like you're all wrapped up in twine or something from those. And it's not you at all. You're right. You're going to burst into selfness. You're going to burst into the Dale-ness of it all. And it's going to break a lot of those strings. And it's quite interesting because, and I want to say that this surprises me because a lot of those strings came from very well-meaning people. You know, people say, if you're this way, then you're this way. If you're this way, then you're this way. Take this Ritalin, do this, do that. It's not okay to have ADD or whatever. But you are very much an evolutionary soul, and a little bit like Houdini, it's your job to get all tied up and then get untied in this life. And you're just about to burst forth. How does that sound?
Do you think I have, am I new to this planet or have I been here?
Not at all. I think you're quite, you're not that old. I think you're quite experienced to some of the harsher realities on the planet. How's that? It's like you're a soul that wants to, you're a soul that wants to travel dimensions and through different planetary systems. And you kind of got stuck here. You got caught here. And you couldn't get yourself out. And in this lifetime, and I'm going to burp like mad, which comes from your strings, you know. And this lifetime.
Well, I've always told my mother that, you know, I couldn't wait to get back to traveling. And I've been a professional truck driver for, well, I'll tell you what, it goes back to the Navy. I sailed the high seas in our United States Navy honorably during a war. I loved it on the water. I felt like I was one with the water. Then I came home, decided, well, I want to see what I've been protecting, and I drove for about 10 years and hung it up 2 years ago. Now I can't wait to get back out there. And I've got a few hiccups right now. I've gotten a little bit of trouble. However, I feel 2 years, I'm really kind of hoping that the stars will line up in my favor so I can get back to it or something close to it. Because, like you said, I just feel like I'm ready to blow up right now. I'm just
okay. So my recommendation is: are you doing some strong meditation?
You know, I am so new at learning about what I truly believe I am. I'm just now reading up on getting the material for meditating. I've never meditated before I'm aware of right now in this physical plane.
You need to understand that when you do a meditation, you literally melt a lot of the stuff that's been programmed into your body-mind. It's a way of digging down through and getting centered in the more real self. It's a path to separating from that. Because whatever it is strung you up so tightly. And now I'm seeing that if you do some things like meditation, releasing, got to do a lot of releasing and visualization and really strong intentions. You could be someone who's very, very different. You're talking traveling. I'm saying you've traveled between universes. You know what I mean? You're going to get to
You know what? I can actually tell you right now on this physical plane, I believe I have already crossed in this physical world into another plane. And let me explain this, because I did this last night on another show.
But I don't want to take
this
too long, because I've got other people.
Okay,
right?
A couple. And the one that I grew up in, sperm whales were extinct, and the blue whales, the one with the big nose, the one that the Moby Dick, that I think, if that's the one we remember as children. That was the predominant whale. And the sperm whales were thought to be extinct. That's the one, that's the realm I grew up in. That's the only thing that's changed into this realm. I don't know how it happened, but it happened a few years back when I was traveling down a road, and it just seemed like wham, it hit me, and then the only difference I found out is that, lo and behold, I don't know how, I just discovered it, that we, in this realm, the blue whales were thought to be extinct, and the sperm whales have always, you know, been around. And that's the only difference between this realm and the realm I grew up in. Now, go figure that. When that happened, it kind of like blew my mind, but in the back of my mind, it's like, okay, big deal.
Well, you know, if you dream, you know about concurrent realities, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm fairly new at this.
But you're going to understand, okay, you're going to understand very soon that there are many realities happening at the same time. And I can't,
right.
I sort of understand it intellectually, but I don't understand it. It's that what you're just talking about is a parallel reality at, we could call it a past life experience, except it looks so concurrent with what you're doing that you've been able to go across dimensions at times, especially as a little kid, and not really understand the difference between one place or another.
Yeah,
you've got the kind of brain that's wired for that. But
I'm
I would recommend that you do a lot more meditation, and the meditation can be really simple. You could do active or passive, get a mantra, and there are so many styles of meditation. And I have one on, I have a YouTube one actually, which is the sacred geometric meditation I always start the show with. You could try that,
okay.
Or you could just sit there and do the chakras. Do you know how the chakras work?
No, I'm so new at this. Like I'm saying, I'm like an infant babe that have just been baptized into realizing or coming to pass what I feel like I truly am. It's like as if I've been seeing this dream in my dreams, and it came to fruition here a couple of weeks ago with this Diane Cannon. And when she described what the first wave volunteers were, I felt like, that's it. And she described everything that these children have grew up into, realizing she described me to the T.
And when she said what they're for, what do you think it's for? What do you think the first wave volunteers are volunteering for?
This had something to do with the first atom bomb test. Once that happened, the universe looked at us and said, okay, what are those kids over there on Earth doing now? And when they figured out that we figured out how we could destroy ourselves, they started this, that the call was put out, and I believe by God, to all universes and all dimensions, that Earth needs help and we need to start coming in through. See, they could not interfere with the free will, the ability of free will. The only way that they can accomplish with overcoming us totally destroying ourselves is through the birth canal being born into the world as humans, and of course wiping out our memory to a point. But now we're starting to wake up, and we're starting to say, "Ha ha!"
Well, let me just end with this, Dale. Is that
okay?
One of the point is that we're going to have to move to a time of coming from the heart, and it's coming very, very fast. And my personal understanding of 2012 is that the energies are moving really fast, and as the energies move, we get a chance to move those energies through our body, mind, and awaken to an amazing empowerment. And when our empowerment is strong within ourselves, we're able to mutually empower one another and not be quite so destructive. And I believe you're a part of that, who's going to drop in there, really get sorted out, run the energies through your body, mind, dump a whole bunch of your past, and go like the Dickens into a future that is coming from the heart for the sake of the whole planet. And you're there for that. That's what the first
wave is. Okay, so then just take it, it'll come to me, just take it steady as she goes kind of thing.
Yep, get some meditation. Get some meditation going. Remember, it's a daily dump, we used to call it.
Well, I want to be listening to you next hour with Jackie as well, and I I haven't heard her, but I'll be listening in next hour as well.
Oh, good. I'm really glad you will. It's a good one. It's also got a question and answer one this week, so.
Well, I don't want to be a hog and clog up your lines there. I might just listen in next hour and maybe comment next week. But
great.
Listen, thank
you for your call,
your
Dale.
Time.
All right.
Thank you, Nat.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Good night. So this has really been a very good call because it's reminding us what on earth we're doing on the planet at this time, that we're doing collective evolution. But the way Dale was talking about the first waivers, the way Dolores Cannon was describing it, it really is about the saving of our planet. And like I said to you, I have that kind of consciousness that goes, what does planet really mean if we shift our energy and the whole meaning of everything changes? But that's a whole other conversation. What did I already say this, that Bruce Lipton said the other night that we're built for a huge jump, a huge leap that he thinks we're making on a cellular level over the next year and a half? And I think that sounds pretty ambitious, but I like the idea that we can make a quantum leap as a species. And as several others have pointed out, we've had historical leaps in the past. Now, Lazarus is a pretty powerful channeled coalescence of beings, says that this is the time that is replaying the reincarnation, if you want to say, well, replaying the final days of Atlantis, the third Atlantis, when everything ended again. And what he says is that it's replaying the kind of fear that came up and the dominance and the greed and so on, and people didn't have the courage to maintain their self-creation, their intentional visualization, their intentional creation, to move past the fear gobbling up the whole species and killing the planet and so on. Apparently, according to Lazarus, we've all been here before, and we were all here at the end times of Atlantis. So when we're talking first waivers, I feel like I don't want to be sort of beholden to that particular category, just knowing that the waves are moving through us through frequency, and it's happening that we have the opportunity to become as conscious as possible. Consciousness is everything. There's nothing we do that can't become a conscious act, which is driven by our intentions, our visualizations, our dreaming for the greater good, and moving from base animal instincts or simply the intellectual drives or the money-based drives into living from the heart. And it's hard to live. When people say, I always come from the heart, I go, nonsense. It's really hard to always come from the heart. Ooh, we've got a caller. I just want to finish this thought, that you can tell from people that we get defensive and frightened, and we get defensive and frightened. It's difficult to maintain coming from the heart because it's got to be a practice for a while. Few people can. I can't, but I'm working on it. So welcome. You're on the air.
Hey there, magical person.
Hi. How are you, darling?
Boy, we have just been around the universe tonight, huh? Universes.
Huh?
I just love your show. I love how you tie it in with what Lipton was saying. And
did you hear Lipton?
Yeah, I love what how he talks about 97% of the subconscious and all that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So, do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. My neck, where my neck hurts, is that? I want to clear it, and is it a past life thing?
Remember that neck is consciousness of self. That's a simplistic way of putting it, because most of you at home know that your body is a filing cabinet of things that are going on, and we have special files for certain subjects. And the neck, by the time you've gone through a whole bunch of changes, which you have, young lady, from the base chakra all the way up through the chakras, you get to the neck, and then who are you? And the neck gets berserk, and it's trying it's a very tight channel for all of these frequencies to swirl and spiral and come up into the neck and integrate into who you really are, and from the throat, what your message is to the world, what your synthesis is. So I look at you, I think on the right side, I could be mirroring, it could be the left. You
it's
have
left,
one
yeah.
side that's really stretched. Which side is it?
And what?
Which side is really hurting?
Left.
Okay. Because it looks like, have you, okay. Okay. Let me scrub that image just for a minute. You've been through a huge change around your power issue not very long ago. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very long. It's like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that. And they're showing
how... It's been
going
on for a couple of years, yeah.
But this, you did something that really jolted it about 2 weeks ago?
Hmm.
I don't have to be right here. This is material for you to chew like gum later. But
yeah.
In any case, there's something that got jammed just below, forgive me, boys, but you all know about the brassiere, just below the bra line, okay? Something whacked you right in the abuse issues. Because when there's a tension in that, just below the bra line, there's a tension that goes around the lungs, around the rib cage. That's the abuse line. Very often that comes up in somebody who doesn't know they have abuse. It gets really sharp. And when you get to it, you start to clear it. But for me, when I'm looking at you, I see the top of the solar plexus and just in behind the sternum get really strange a couple of weeks ago. And that digestion's not complete yet. And it's going up through your neck, and you're not sure where to put yourself. So you're in a kind of a defensive reaction to it. And I want you to do this. I want you to go into your body and ask about your own personal power. Just say, am I powerful? Am I a good person? Am I getting anywhere? Those are the kinds of questions you want to ask. Because as I say that for you, I kind of go into a bit of a trance. And the energy start to, and I can't do the whole thing because I don't have time, but the energy start to spiral up through your body. And then your neck starts to move a little bit in a kind of a pulse. And I think if you just keep asking, see, it goes right to your feet and then starts moving back up through your body. If you keep asking those questions, darling, I know that your neck is suddenly going to get free because it's really about who you are after discovering your feeling.
Isn't that everybody's story, kind of in a way?
Well, if we're thinking about conscious evolution, isn't that true? Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, and that's my particular flavor is.
And why wouldn't
worthiness.
It be everybody's story in a way? Because everybody, I mean, we want, how many, what is the percent? We need at least 1% of our species to be moving into self-realizing, right? So when you say, isn't that everybody's story, I'm going, well, I hope so. I think we're all learning to dump some of our reactiveness and become empowered by our real self. And we
each one have a different flavor to that. And is that 1% kind or 2% or 3% that Lipton was talking about, that there's 97% unconscious, so that gives us 3% to work with, to correct the unconscious?
But what we're talking about with you and what he was talking about is bringing the subconscious stuff that's been impacting your solar plexus in your chest, bringing it up in the form of energy. You don't even have to know what it all is. Subconscious.
Good.
95% of our stuff is subconscious. We're trying to bring it up into the conscious to release it so that you become more and more of a conscious being. Do you see what
I mean? Do you have to know exactly what it was?
No.
So just do the purple flame, right? The purple, purple, purple.
Get back on your roasted purple spit, girl.
Thank you for your call.
You're always inspiring,
darling. Your show is so inspiring. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings. This has been quite an interesting show, and I don't know how much time we have. One moment, I'm getting my time thing. Oh, well, I want to say that right after this show, I'm going to be working with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Exploration in Consciousness. And boy, oh boy, we were talking last week with the team. The team was telling all about who they were and where it was all going, where was consciousness going. And they said that if people wanted to ask questions this week, they were to send them in by email. So apparently there is a potload of questions that have come in by email. So we're going to learn about the meaning of life, consciousness, where is it all going? And oh my gosh, this show just got me all wound up doing that, so I can hardly wait for the next show. So those of you who can, please stay tuned to BBS Radio for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. You know, they call themselves ET, but they're actually a huge consortium of consciousnesses, some of which are known as extraterrestrials. But going back to what I think, I go, I don't even know what extraterrestrial means anymore. Angels must be extraterrestrials. I know that we all have our mindset on that, but let's release some of the strappings or the strings that are around us, like Dale talked about, and let ourselves open to the fact that consciousness is when we move from subconscious to conscious, and it doesn't stop. It's way out there as well. So we get to talk to Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing, the ETs, in a little while. And next week, talking about ETs, I'm not going to be talking to an ET, although I'd like to set that up if you know anybody who'd like to come on the air who is an ET. We're going to be talking to Salacia. Salacia is a wonderful woman who channels the Council of 12, and many of you received her, what is it called? I didn't bring my notes here, and I'm visiting someone. It's predictions for 2012 is one of them, and reconfigurations of the human species and of life in 2010. They're really an amazing group as well. So Tuesday, Paradigm Shifters is all about shifting paradigms, according to the Council of 12 through Salacia. So tune in on Tuesday night from 8 till 9 on wonderful BBS Radio. And my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I love to do healing sessions, and I love to talk to you about your soul journey, about your self-realization, about your self-actualization. So if you'd like a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Love to talk to you. And if you have suggestions for the show, comments, or anything like that, also email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Next Thursday, we'll be on with Radiance by Design again, and I might lift the show off of whatever we talk about with ET Healing and more about evolution. It's a call-in show all about you. So, and of course, Thursday at 8 o'clock, we'll be with Jackie Salvitti and the team again. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much. Take a bit of love from the universe. Run it through the top of your head, out through your chest, and send it out to one another, because we're all in a team, too. And our team is a community called Radiance by Design. And I send you all many blessings, and I know you send them back. Much love.